with Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A young woman who is concerned a newly elected Labor MP still has intimate photos of her said she felt betrayed by the party and challenged Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to take up her case after she said the ALP tried to brush off her complaints about the alleged behaviour during the recent federal election campaign. The woman, who has asked the Daily Telegraph not to reveal her identity, claimed she was in an intimate online relationship with Jerome Laxall, who recently won the seat of Bennelong for Labor. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app from the App Store. An internal police investigation has begun into the disappearance of more than $200,000 cash from the safe at a Western Sydney police station. A senior officer in charge of looking after the police evidence is now believed to be on stress leave. Cash seized during raids, which is believed to be illegally obtained from robberies or proceeds of crime, particularly drug dealing, is recorded and then stored in a safe. New South Wales police have refused to give any details of the alleged robbery. It is understood the money has been siphoned off over the past 6 years. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Fallen game show host Andrew O'Keefe has opened up to the Daily Telegraph on what his days entail at rehab camp, including rising at 5:30, telling himself he is a good man, going for a run followed by the gym. The 50-year-old will spend the next 6 months in court-ordered rehab as he awaits a hearing over allegations he assaulted a former sex worker by grabbing her around the throat. And Australia's golden girl Ariane Titmus is on a collision course with transgender swimmer Leah Thomas after the American signalled her ambitions to compete at the Paris Olympics in 2024. Thomas, who won the 500-yard title at America's College Championships earlier this year, said she had planned to compete at the US Olympic Trials for 2024, most likely aiming for the 200 and 400-metre freestyle, the events in which Titmus won gold in Tokyo last year. Titmus called on swimming's world governing body, FINA, to be fair when developing inclusion policies for elite competition. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at thedailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.